This is Jenna Game.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for anointing Jenna's hands. I thank you, Father God, that her hands are anointed. Are you a baker, maker, a candlestick maker, or however that saying goes? I just see you being just really great in the kitchen, and that God would even use you to bless others with food, with treats. You just love to give people and make them smile. You love to help. You love to help people. You love to put your arms around people. You love to make things for people, bake for them. But God says, now is your time, that I'm gonna give you goodies. I'm gonna give you treats. I'm gonna give you the secret desires of your heart. And that which you hope for, He's gonna give to you. Because you are special in His sight. You are precious in His sight. And you are not less than. You are not less than. You are not second best. He's made you to be who you are. And you are special. You're not less than anybody else. And He's going to give you a revelation of not only His love for you, but how much He really likes you. And you are going to learn how to even like yourself. A lot of times that's your love language, is to give, give, give. Bless other people. But now the tables are turning. You're going to see people give back to you because they love you and because God loves you. Thank you, Lord. I see you even like on sports things out in the play, whatever that big thing is called, that, where does Alex work? That sports dome. I see you there with kids. God using your life. God using you to hug them, to reach them for Jesus. And even the ones that look like they got their stuff together, God is going to use you to reach them. Because they can relate to you. So don't think that you are less than. God says you are more than enough.
Give me your name again. Jenna. Jenna, when you were sitting over there, I saw in front of you baskets. And the baskets, you know, at Thanksgiving time, we prepare baskets for people who have need. And at Christmas time, many times, we will prepare a basket of goodies for people that we love. And the Lord said that you are one who fills baskets. And I saw the baskets begin to multiply, and He gave me Luke 9, beginning with verse 12, about the feeding of the 5,000, when all they had was just a few loaves of bread and some fishes. But when they were done dispersing this, they dispersed what they had, and they found that they had 12 baskets left over. Now 12 is the number of governments. And the Lord says He's given you a governmental anointing in the area of multiplication and in the area of feeding the hungry and the poor. He's given you a special anointing for the feeding of those that have no food, and they don't even know where to get food. And you have a deep compassion for this, for the many that people would despise. You do not despise them. In fact, you have a real love for them, and the Lord has paid attention to that. and has seen that. So he's going to fill your hands with baskets of provision. And it'll multiply again and again and again. And he's also giving me the scripture about the widow woman who had just a little bit of oil in her house. And she borrowed, she was told by the prophet to borrow empty vessels. And the Lord gives you empty vessels, those who have nothing. And you give them what little you have, and it multiplies. And her oil did not run out until she ran out of vessels. And you will not run out of oil or provision until the Lord runs out of vessels.
And as she walked up, I was just hearing, Jenna, Jenna, who can I turn to? And the Lord is saying, oh, I can turn to Jenna. When there's things going around, God is saying, I can turn to Jenna. Because I know she has what it takes. I know that she'll do what I ask her to do, even with a joyful heart. Because I can turn to Jenna. And he is going to give you provision upon provision. No matter what things look like around you and what other people are going through, he is going to give you more than enough. And the kindness and the love that you pour out to others, it's going to make all the difference for their life, because they realize that somebody cared enough to say, here, somebody loved me enough to lend a hand. And you are one that walks in the kingdom, that walks as a princess before the Lord.
Going to fall short in any gift. You are not. He will multiply it out of nothing if need be, but you will not run short. In fact, you've got vision that is far beyond most people. It's huge. And sometimes people think that's impossible, but you don't. You think it's quite doable. And the Lord says it's quite doable with him also. He's just been looking for someone who would believe him for the big things.